I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1297. Stop waiting for joy. Sometimes we're so focused on the future that we miss the joy of the journey, and we all do it. We think we'll finally be happy when fill in the blank happens. Finally be happy when we get out of school. Finally be happy when we get married. Finally be happy when we get unmarried. Finally be happy when we get that job, or we get that new whatever, or when we retire. We shouldn't wait to find joy at some future point in the future, only to discover that joy has been available to us all along the journey, the whole time. This podcast, as you know, is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And the way we love is not a joyless, thankless, ho-hum, boring chore. It's supposed to be joy-filled. There's a little verse in Philippians that's a bit baffling. It says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and just in case we didn't get it, it says, "Again, I will say, rejoice." And it's the word always that trips us up because, first of all, we think always being joyful is not possible. And second, we think that joy is for later. It's for when what we're waiting for finally happens. It's time we said here and hello, not just there and then. Here and hello is about living in the present moment with the Lord who is himself joy, who brings joy, who gives joy. Now, that doesn't mean you can't anticipate great things in the future. That doesn't mean it's wrong to dream and to plan. That's not a sin, unless you can't be present to the present and find joy in the journey. So how do we do that? The website One Exceptional Life has these 7 suggestions. Now, there are many ways to find joy in the journey, but here are 7 umbrella big concepts to consider. First of all, slow down. I think we miss a lot of opportunities to be joyful because we don't stop and notice the things that we can be joyful about that are all around us because we're in a hurry to get to the next thing. Number 2, stay positive. You know, if you're always looking for the negative thing, you're going to find it. If you get a car, you're going to see all kinds of cars just like your car, and you begin focusing on that. If you have a negative thing happen to you, it's easy to find all of the other negative things all around you. But find the positive. And then 3, count your blessings. I mean, like keep a gratitude journal like I do, or say them out loud, or find some way to actually verbalize what you're thankful for. 4, remember, garbage in, garbage out. So if you're putting negative stuff in your life all the time, if that's what you're watching on TV, if that's what you're listening to, that's what you talk about with your friends, then don't be surprised if you don't have joy coming out of your life. 5, find joy in the simple things. It might be a cup of coffee in the morning, or the leaves turning their colors, or something simple, the smile of a child's face. 6, stop waiting for things to bring you joy. Joy doesn't come in things. And 7, remember our goal is to seek first the kingdom of God. It's not about the kingdom of the world. And the kingdom of God is a joyous place and it's never in trouble. Here's the great question. Where can you find joy in the here and now, not just the there and then? Give me 3 examples today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, too often we find ourselves waiting for joy to come at some future point, missing out on the blessings and opportunities that surround us in the present moment. Today we pray for the strength and the clarity to find joy in the journey itself, to embrace each step with gratitude and enthusiasm. Help us not to dwell on what lies ahead or to linger on what is past, but rather grant us the serenity to fully experience the here and now, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Teach us to find joy in the simplest things, the warmth of sun on our face, the laughter of a loved one, the beauty of nature, the kindness of strangers. Give us the courage to let go of worry and fear and regret, knowing they only steal our joy from us. And Heavenly Father, we pray that one day we may find joy in your presence for all eternity. In Jesus' name, Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1289. And in the meantime, you'll have all kinds of opportunities today to find joy. And if you slow down, if you look around, if you focus on them, they'll just multiply. Let's find a way to stop waiting to find joy.